This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host is Bridget Ayer, and we are back to a configuration here that we were using a few weeks ago, where Bridget is at home participating by phone, as our three guests today. And we want to get talking to all of them in just a couple of minutes, but I want to remind you that our annual dinner would normally be about this time of the year, but because of the virus, the very reason that we're all by phone today, not in the same studio, because of that virus, our dinner has been canceled for the year. But we're going to have a great, great fun auction. And it starts on September 1st, goes through September 9th, the 1st through the 9th. All you do is go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you'll see a link to click on there, and you'll see over 100 items. And wow, they include everything from flower baskets to wine baskets to, my goodness, there's handmade quilts. We have a 180-mile-an-hour couple laps at the Indy 500 for you in a real Indy car with a professional Indy driver. That's something you'll be able to bid on. We have a two-decker houseboat from Dale Hollow down in Kentucky. We have got just so many, many different things. We've got canoeing. We've got river rafting. We've got, my goodness, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. So many, many different things we have. But you have to check it out September 1st through the 9th at CatholicRadioIndy.org. You just register to sign on, and you can bid as often as you like. You'll be notified if you're outbid, so you don't have to keep checking back. They'll notify you. You can do it by phone, or you can do it by computer, however you want to do it. So September 1st through the 9th, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And I really hope you'll get in there and bid, because all of the funds from the auction go to support the station that you're listening to right now, Catholic Radio Indy.
Well, one of the big things that's happening with our event, and the reason, you know, a Catholic radio exists, is because we're all about evangelization. So some of our Faith in Action shows that we've been having as we're leading up this big event is about discipleship. And so today we're going to be talking about discipleship on a bike, is kind of what I call it. Our guest today, kind of cool. Our guests today are Indiana Knights of Columbus, Robert Newport, who is a missionary biker for babies, Mike Valesco, who is the pro-life chair of the Indiana Knights, and Craig Hannison, who's the state deputy for the Indiana Knights. So welcome to Faith in Action, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And hopefully I got everyone's title right. My emails were kind of crazy, so I wasn't sure who was who. But, hey, let's start out with talking about what is biking for babies. Who wants to take that question?
I can take that one. Probably the most involvement over the years with it. This is Robert, and I'm the Grand Knight of Council 437 in Indianapolis. And it started locally as an idea that we had, 7 years ago was the first ride, and we just wanted to do something to inspire people to defend life, and we didn't know really what to do. Sometimes you get overwhelmed, and we just said, man, we have to do something to inspire people, and we thought, well, let's ride our bicycles across the state of Indiana, and you know, raised some money, helped out a couple different organizations. And then we found out, well, there's this national organization called Biking for Babies, and called the exact same thing, doing the exact same thing, helping out pregnancy resource centers across the country. And we decided this year, why don't we team up with this national organization that really shares the exact same mission of what we're doing? It just makes perfect sense to team up and combine resources. So that's kind of the origin story. You know, we had the same name. We were doing the same thing. Why not team up? I don't know if that story's a little confusing, but
no. Actually, Robert, because we had Nikki from the who's the executive director of the national organization Biking for Babies on not too long ago, and there was going to be a ride that went through Beech Grove, and then I think the end of the ride, that national ride, they were going to end up somewhere in St. Louis, and then St. Louis I think got shut down, or they had some restrictions for large gatherings, so they had to change that, and that got canceled. So tell us what's going to happen here in the metro area. So tell us a little bit about that, Robert. You're the writer, one of the writers?
Yes, I am. We actually did do the national ride. That was July 12th through July 18th, and you're right. It was supposed to go through Indianapolis. We were going to ride from Columbus, Ohio to St. Louis, Missouri. And that's one of the four routes that all converge in St. Louis, you know, forming the Christian cross, if you will. And there was going to be a large banquet there in St. Louis. But you're right. Like you said, things were canceled in that capacity for COVID-19. But we did complete the ride up in Wisconsin. We did large routes up in the woods of Wisconsin and at Camp Tekakwitha, near Shawnee, Wisconsin, and we actually ended up doing like 50 more miles than we would have if we would have just ridden from Columbus to St. Louis. I participated in that ride, and we did 6 days, 676 miles. We averaged about 110 miles a day, and you know, just for context, the Tour de France, the winner averages about 24 miles an hour, and we almost averaged 18. So I felt pretty good about that.
That's pretty tough. Well, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Robert Newport, who's a missionary biker with Biking for Babies, Mike Valesco, who is the pro-life chair of the Indiana Knights, and Craig Hannison, state deputy of the Indiana Knights. We are, the Knights of Columbus really does promote all sorts of pro-life efforts. Let's talk with either Craig or Mike about some of the events that you do in terms of pro-life, and then talk about the pro-life aspect of the Biking for Babies. So, Mike or Craig, who wants to take that one?
Mike, I'll go ahead and lead off, and then I'll transition to you if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what we've done, we started heavy into pro-life efforts about 10 years ago. We started, the first thing we did was sponsored and operated bus trips to the March for Life at Washington every year. Next year, hopefully, provided the pandemic is done, will be our 12th year in a row that we've taken buses to March for Life in Washington. Promoting education through the Knights is probably our main function. Because if we have 33,000 Knights in the state, and if 33,000 of our Knights are avid in operating pro-life efforts, it's going to be extremely successful. We do rallies. Our ultrasound fund is in full swing and has been for some time now, and I organize rallies and have guest speakers, and mostly we just promote through our councils to participate.
Very interesting. Now, talk a little bit about, Craig, if you will, the Biking for Babies and what happens with that, and how that event, you know, you've got the riders, and what does that support? Does it support the crisis pregnancy centers? Is that what that does?
Robert, go ahead with that. As far as I know, it's for ultrasound, but for specifically for this event, how is the charitable donations, where will they funnel through exactly?
Yeah, great question. So, For the national ride every year that I just described a moment ago, mm-hmm. each rider is paired with a specific pregnancy resource center, mainly across the Midwest, but it can stretch all across the country. And for our rides, the Indiana local ride is what it's called, through Biking for Babies, of course, sponsored by the Indiana Knights of Columbus. The funds for that go towards the Indiana Ultrasound Initiative.
Okay.
Which funds, yeah, which is an amazing program sponsored by Supreme and the Indiana Knights of Columbus. Supreme being the big boys out in the headquarters in New Haven, Connecticut, where the Knights of Columbus started, if you're not that familiar with the Knights. But so that program is really, really cool. Every dollar that a council raises, Supreme will match that towards the purchase of an ultrasound unit. And Mike and Craig are really great at identifying which women's centers in the state of Indiana need those life-saving ultrasound machines, you know, to help encourage a woman to choose life, seeing, developing an early connection with that baby.
Yeah, and you know, it's really amazing. An ultrasound, or the ultrasound, has really been a game changer in the whole pro-life movement. It just completely changes the woman's attitude when they actually can see a picture of their baby. They're not able to, be deceived that it's just a glob of cells. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly the mission. I think Mike is so passionate about that, and it's great to be around passionate people, like-minded people that are doing their best to defend life. And I think Mike would probably have a lot to say about that. Right, Mike?
Yeah. And I think those machines are rather expensive. Do you guys have an idea of how much one of those costs, and then how many the Knights have actually helped to get placed in various crisis pregnancy centers? Mike, do you have an answer to that?
Yeah, the machines run around $55,000.
Oh, wow.
The people we don't panic, though. The people we buy them from, because they're pregnant care centers, give our state a drastic cut, and we're paying something around $36,000. That means the state has to raise half of that, about $18,000. Of course, this is 18 and change, 17 and change, but let's say $18,000, and then our national organization will give us the rest, so we can buy a machine and donate it. Over the past 10 years, our national organization has told us we've donated about 40 of them since this project has started. It's really picked up since 10 years ago when we started a state fund. You see, the idea behind this is each council will raise their part of the money, their half. Well, it's very difficult for any one council to raise $17,000 because they've got other projects they're taking care of, Special Olympics and doing for things for church and community. It's very hard to get that money. So we started a central state fund. Every council will donate to that fund, and whether you're going to get an ultrasound machine in your community or not is beside the point. You donate to this fund, and as we do this, the first pregnant care center that qualifies will get a machine. Our national organization told us last year we led the nation donating 6 machines, and we are 9th or 14th, depending on how according to population or just how many we've donated. That's how we rank in the country. So far this year, we have donated and paid for 2 machines. We have 2 other machines that are qualified, but they're on hold right now because both of those pregnant care centers are moving to a new location. We can't give them that machine until that new location, because the warranty will not allow them to move this machine from place to place. So we have 2 more ready. We've got 5 more that are in process of being approved. So it's kind of scary. we got a whole lot of responsibility this year if we can get all these going. And so the difficulty, I don't mean to take the whole thing, but I know about the ultrasound machine, so I just want to jump in. And the fact that this virus has completely decimated councils from having fundraisers to donate to this fund. So we're really struggling right now to try to get funding for these machines, because the councils can only do so much. They don't have this fundraising capability.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to tell everyone how they can help support this effort. So stay for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Robert Newport, a missionary biker, Mike Valesco, who's the pro-life chair of the Indiana Knights, and Craig Hannison, who is a state deputy of the Indiana Knights. And we were talking about the impact that the ultrasound can have. Craig, can you share a little bit about that and what really happens when you get an ultrasound in one of these facilities?
Sure. Thank you, Bridget. Our Supreme Knight, Carl Anderson, has stated, "The greatest humanitarian project in KSC history is our ultrasound initiative." So back when he became our Supreme Knight back in 2001, he made this a priority, and I'm happy to report we had our virtual Supreme Convention August 4th and 5th. Our Supreme Knight stated that 1,225 ultrasound machines have been placed at a value of more than $60 million.
Wow. Wow.
That's staggering. And I was talking with Mike last night and looking into our account, and we've made disbursements just last year alone from our state ultrasound fund of over $235,000. So, again, it just goes to speak about the sanctity of life. Obviously, being a Knight of Columbus, our four main principles are charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. We're the largest Catholic fraternal family service organization worldwide. I'm 53 years old. And obviously our faith and teachings, our greatest gift given by God our life. So I'm just very proud of what this means, what the impact we can make. And I remember vividly one of our state conventions back, maybe 7 years ago, Mike actually brought in one of the ultrasound machines to our banquet. And seeing truly is believing. When you see that fetus moving inside the womb, and Mike, is it 85 to 89% when prospective mothers see that image, that is the convincing point to go ahead and have the baby, correct?
Yeah, that's a national statistics from National Right to Life, yes.
And
ultrasounds have improved a bunch over the years. I think people, maybe when they think of ultrasounds, think, maybe 10 years, 15 years back when an ultrasound was kind of a fuzzy little picture that you kind of almost had to imagine where the baby might be and what's what in there. But that's changed a bunch, hasn't it?
Very much so. It's very, very clear now. And that's what has the impact. In fact, there was an opportunity at one of the pregnant care centers where, in fact, I was there, and this lady wanted an abortion. They took her and gave her the ultrasound, and guess what they found? Twins.
Ah.
And she got up off the table and said, "I can't kill my two babies."
Wow. And I know, I don't know if that's the story that you wanted to share, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the pregnancy care centers and how the Knights support those.
Well, this year, I'm going to change my focus from ultrasound as much as I have been to the pregnant care centers. And the reason is the pandemic has helped, has hurt them more than any other organization. They can't, they're having a hard time raising money just to operate. Now, these pregnant care centers need finances, and they need women volunteers. And I keep trying to promote Catholic women to do their volunteer work. Even if they're not counselors, they can come and answer the phone. They could do different things, or some of them can be trained to do a greater work. But we need Catholic women to staff these places. I don't know any of them that are open 6 days a week. We need these pregnant care centers open. And if I may just interject one thing, that the pregnant care center saves the life of a baby. They save the life of the mother who could live a lifetime of guilt and regret. And they also preserve the family. Okay, it's a woman and a baby. Maybe there's not a dad, but it's still a family. And these are the things that Catholics want to promote. We want to do these things. To promote our faith and to keep these ladies alive. You know, I'm a Rachel's Vineyard counselor, and believe me, when you go to a retreat over the weekend and see some women who for 10, 20, 30, 40 years have had an abortion, older women, finally confronting this, screaming, crying, throwing themselves on the floor through all kind of guilt, and we have to help these women. We can't allow that. They don't understand what's going to come to them eventually if they have an abortion, or if they give their baby away to somebody, to a fireman or something. They've got to keep their baby. It keeps the family together.
We're obviously talking to Knights of Columbus about one of their primary projects, and that is the pro-life project. And when people think of Knights of Columbus, I think everybody thinks of the robes and the feathered hats and everything like that. And maybe they think of little projects around the parish, like, you know, painting the office or, you know, doing some work that needs to be done, all of which the Knights do. But you guys were talking about millions and millions of dollars that are being spent on this pro-life movement. If somebody's listening and says, gee, I think I want to be part of that, how does a person become a Knight?
Thank you, Jim. You read my mind. Right now we're having, let me inform your audience that our founder, Venerable Father Michael J. McGivney, who founded the Knights in the parish basement of St. Mary's Church in New Haven back in 1882. Recently, he was declared to be beatified. So that he will be beatified on Halloween during the day in a church in the New Haven area. Our Supreme Knight is, we have a special online membership. If any Catholic gentleman 18 years or older would like to become an member of the Knights of Columbus, he can go to kfc.org/join us. And our special promotion for free membership for the year is using McGivney, McGivney 2020, and that will allow him to become a member of the Knights of Columbus. And we welcome any Catholic gentleman, invite them to come join us in all the beautiful things we do, especially what we're talking about today.
Now, what about age restrictions? How old's too young? How old's too old?
You're never too old. And as I stated, you have to be a practicing Catholic male at least 18 years of age.
Well, before we're real close to being out of time, we got a couple minutes left. I want to get back to this Viking for Babies event. Robert, can you tell me, like, when it's going to happen and how people can support both this event and the Knights if they want to either contribute or volunteer
Oh, certainly. Yeah, thanks, Bridget. Yeah, it's a really fun event. You know, the national ride I was in, 6 days, 676 miles, it was pretty grueling. This ride, not so intense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had an amazing time on that ride, and it was a challenge, and I loved it. This ride, a little bit more leisurely. You know, it's 175 miles, which is no walk in the park, but we spread it out over 3 days, and we go from the west state line, the Illinois border, all the way to the east state line, the Ohio border. We ride across on Highway 40, and we stop in Greencastle the first night, and then the next night we stop in Greenfield. We're trying to do a midpoint rally on September 19th in Indianapolis, which will be at 1 o'clock at Our Lady of Lourdes. So if folks want to come out and meet the riders, that'd be the best opportunity if you're in the Indy area. But yeah, if you want to get involved, you can visit our website. It's KOFC437.com. Once again, KOFC437.com. The 437 is our council number. Or you can just, if you forget, you can Google Indianapolis Knights of Columbus. From there, there's information right on the homepage to not only register, but to donate. And that'll take you to the Biking for Babies donation website, where very important, I know I'm throwing a lot of details out here, but it's very important if you want to donate to the Indiana ride, you click the drop-down menu, and you need to select the Indiana local ride. And by doing that, you'll make sure that money goes towards the ultrasound initiative that we've been talking about here today. So yeah, if you want to register, if you want to be a support vehicle, or you want to be involved in any way, just check out our council website, KFC437.com.
We're out of time. Thanks so much to our guests, Robert Newport, Mike Valesco, and Craig Hannison from the Knights of Columbus, and supporting pro-life efforts through the Biking for Babies. So God bless you all. Thanks so much.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.